Good morning, MGTOW men. Yes, I have an imaginary love affair with Ocasio-Cortez, meaning, in some ways I think she's superb looking, you know, she's really nice, but, in looks, you know, she's got to that stage where everything's starting to sag in her face, you know, meaning she's getting older and she's well past being fertile, you know. She's basically just turning into an old bag. And, but still, with makeup on, she looks, I won't say stunning, but I think she's fucking gorgeous, you know. But, you know, having teeth like a bloody, you know, donkey that could bite holes in a coconut, it just comes with the territory, I guess, you know. But, it's how some people's heads are, you know. And, so in this photo, just this image, it was a screen capture, as you may well guess. I thought, fuck, she's gorgeous. She is just absolutely fucking gorgeous. But, to re-record this so I can get the mouse cursor in, when you sort of centre on the pupil of her eyes, right, and then start to look at the thoughts, it's sort of an odd way to describe it, but if you start to look at the thoughts inside her head based upon just looking into the pupils, she looks crazy. And that's what a lot of people say. The women have, you know, the crazy women have crazy eyes, you know. And, so she does have crazy eyes. She looks mad, you know. And when I've seen her giving these speeches, you know, she's quite a manipulative little cunt. She's a liar. She comes out with generally just outright bullshit, you know, that's only a fruitcake could come out with. And, though, to be fair, you know, there have been times when she's sounded like she's on point and she's making sense. But that's sort of a little bit on the rare side, and for the most part, she's an incoherent fucking idiot, you know, just coming out with shit. And there's a reason why, you know, she's working in a, you know, working in a bar as a waitress or something, whatever it was. You know, it's not a bad job. And some people like people and some people like doing it for a job and all this sort of stuff, you know. But, and sort of say someone doing, say, a PhD in astrophysics or whatever, well, they're both skills, you know, and one doesn't necessarily make one smarter than the other. But you don't need to have as high a skill set or as high a mental discipline or as high as the capacity to focus and think and work through sort of great problems in high detail, you know. You know, you don't have to think too fucking hard, you know. And some people just like that, and some people are incapable of it. And she's demonstrated in politics that she's just a fucking manipulative cunt and a lying fool, and she's just full of shit. And,
when we sort of don't, when we just focus on the overall sort of the lovely glossy sort of hair and all this sort of shit, well, there's things that, I remember, I think it was Pantene, or was it Schwarzkopf or something? That they'd put out these ads, you know, and these women had really long down to their ass type hair, and it shimmered, you know. It was really shimmery and glowy and just like, you know, in these areas here, it was really fucking amazing, you know. And, you know, the glossy, smooth hair of a fucking child, you know, or a well-washed child, that women in their 30s and 40s and that still had hair like that, and it was thanks to these shampoos and conditioners. And I mean, that stuff you can put on an old coconut old coconut or coir, you know, an old coconut fucking doormat, and it'll come out looking beautiful, you know. So, you know, you start to take away the makeup and you start to take away the fucking pricey sort of shampoos, and she's starting to look like an old bag, you know, a psychotic old bag, you know. So guys, this is not good girlfriend material. She's a fucking crazy, she's a liar, she's a manipulative piece of shit, you know, and she really does have shit for brains, you know, for the most part. So give her the big ass. Thank you, MGTOW Man.